We are officially into spring, and after a long, strange, cloudy, wet winter, our thoughts could be turning to getting outside, depending, of course, on the weather. And even though early spring can see wide weather swings, one thing is sure, ticks. And on this edition of WSIU In Focus, we'll now hear from experts about some disturbing tick trends that scientists are tracking. Starting with the basics, here is expert Tyler Headland with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Tyler is based out of Houston, Texas. Starting off, how many tick eggs does the female lay?
So on the low end, the female will lay about 1,000 eggs.
And do they breed all year round, or is it just at certain times of the year?
I think to an extent it's opportunistic. Adults tend to have kind of an activity period of their own when they're most common. They'll breed just the once, and then actually the females, when they go to ground to lay their eggs, that's it. They die afterwards.
How long do they live?
So it's kind of variable. The general rule is up to 3 years. This comes more from the fact that, you know, as they grow and everything, they're not exactly super quick about it. So you have the eggs. The eggs hatch out, and you have larval ticks. The larval ticks will take that blood, their first blood meal, and then they'll go to ground until the next year.
And then when they do emerge in good weather, they like to get on us and make a meal out of our blood. But, and this might lessen the ick factor of getting a tick on you, Headland says we are not the only animals that ticks feed on.
So if they're the host, when they're younger, it's usually rodents, so mice and chipmunks and that kind of thing. Then when they're older, they feed on deer and other kind of larger mammals. So if it's not too harsh of a winter and it's not stressing out the, you know, the mammals and the birds too much, then, you know, that's A-okay with the ticks.
Can hard winters cut down on the numbers of ticks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if they don't have a proper kind of overwintering spot to hunker down where it's, I mean, I'm not going to say warm, but not, you know, terribly, terribly cold, then, oh, yeah, they're not going to be doing too well.
In fact, I'd like the way you put that, hunker down in an overwintering spot. Where do ticks overwinter? My guess is, do they just dig under the soil?
Yep, so they go down in what's called the duff layer. So it's the top, you know, couple inches of soil kind of mixed in with leaves and other kind of debris.
If we have a mild winter or something and we see birds like maybe robins foraging in that duff layer in our yard, we should give that robin an attaboy and say, go for it, eat some more.
Yeah, I mean, they can pick up ticks on occasion. It's not usually what they're hunting for. They're not big tick eaters, but you know what? Even if they accidentally eat one, that's fine by me.
Yeah, and I have read, I forget the source, but are possums a predator of ticks?
I'd call that more of an incidental predator. The ticks work their way up into the possum fur, and then, you know, as the possum's cleaning itself, it, you know, drags the ticks out, and it's just kind of a little snack as it goes. Personally, I've seen wolf spiders and ants carrying them off. Once they get blood meal in them, they become actually pretty attractive for some birds, and I think some insects and spiders probably go after them a little more than two. When they're not blood-fed, I mean, honestly, they're just kind of a chewy wafer, not a whole lot of nutrition in there. But once they're blood-fed, you know, there's lots of protein and other tasty bits.
And if you've spent any time outside, you know that ticks find us tasty with lots of protein. And in addition to being an annoyance, being bitten by a tick can make us sick. And one of these illnesses, first documented in Connecticut in the mid-1970s, has spread to southern Illinois, Lyme disease.
So the main vector of Lyme disease in the United States is a tick that we entomologists refer to as the black-legged tick.
Dr. Brian Allen is an entomologist at the University of Illinois in Champaign.
Most people probably know it as the deer tick. Okay. And there's actually two species of black-legged tick in the U.S. There's the one in the eastern U.S., which is this kind of major vector of Lyme disease. And then there's also one on the west coast we refer to as the western black-legged tick. And it also transmits Lyme disease on the west coast. Okay. Now, Lyme disease itself is a disease caused by a specific pathogen called Borrelia burgdorferi. There are a lot of other potential pathogens transmitted by a variety of tick species that can make people sick. And so what happens is Lyme disease kind of becomes this catch-all for tick-borne illness. And many cases, people think they have Lyme disease. They very well may. Yeah. But in other cases, they still have a tick-borne illness, but it's not Lyme disease in the definition, in the sense of defining this specific pathogen that causes Lyme disease. And so we call a lot of those other diseases Lyme-like illnesses.
Another Lyme-like illness causes people to have a reaction when they eat red meat. Mandy Hazel, who lives in Union County, knows about this firsthand.
My symptoms are hives that occur basically from head to toe, just all over, and really bad stomach cramping.
Her story and how it fits into the larger picture of climate change and ticks on tomorrow's segment of WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher.